is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the love on Cupid's bow. Let those arrows fly. In pop culture, Ron Burgundy launches podcast. In kind of a big deal, famed newscaster Ron Burgundy, best known for his role in the Anchorman franchise, launched a new podcast called none other than The Ron Burgundy Podcast. Besides naming the podcast after himself, Ron commits a number of atrocities in this debut. I mean, really, could you imagine if this were It's the Raj Bigsby Podcast, It's the Raj Bigsby Podcast. This 48-minute free-for-all commences without Ron Burgundy even noticing. What kind of newsman doesn't know the tape's rolling? I remember my first broadcast. After spending an excruciating 10 minutes to establish how podcasting works, Ron proceeds to prattle on and on. The silver lining? We can all finally agree Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. Seriously, Mr. Burgundy, you thought milk was a bad choice? Watch and learn. In Beauty and the Sweets, candy lovers weeping for yesteryear. Sweethearts, candy hearts are down for the count. Dag nabbit! You can forget sharing classic candy hearts with your crush or the love of your life this Valentine's Day. People Magazine reports for the first time in 153 years since their story debut in 1866, the New England Confectionery Company's cherished conversation hearts won't be on shelves in time for the love holiday. Last July, Necco closed the sweetheart shop and sold their brands to the Spangler Candy Company. Since it takes Necco 11 months to produce upwards of 8 billion candy hearts, the new company kicked the can to 2020. Good luck explaining that to your sweetheart. And now, a sweet and delicious word from our sponsors.
This is going to be the kissingest Valentine's Day ever, because Scope Mouthwash is going to give away millions of free samples and coupons to make this a Valentine's Day to remember. You see, Scope, first thing in the morning, makes your breath feel fresher for hours. And after Valentine's Day, keep buying Scope. Who says the kissing has to end on Valentine's Day? Scope.
Love is in the air, folks. Welcome back. Let's get with the science of love. Ladies, is he funny? Does he dance? Does he hold open the door? Does he read you the news? Listen, according to Dr. Diana Kirshner, author of the book Love in 90 Days, the secret to your book of love is dating multiple men. Three, to be clear. Wait, what? Three may be the key to finding the one. As the Today Show finds, there are sound biological reasons why the dating program of three is a recipe for true love. The good doctor warns, if you move too fast down the river of love, you put yourself at risk of shooting the rapids of rejection. Then comes the tossing, the turning, the outburst, the tears! The tears. Yes, the love machine delivers an all-out calamity of brain chemistry. Perhaps this book's dating program of three could be your cure for the love addiction in this season of insatiable pursuits. Now let's get dolled up for another Bigsby's Beat of the Week. What's turning on Rogers RCA? None other than the steamy moon glow from Artie Shaw and his orchestra. This foxtrot floats down the tunnel of love on a river of violins and vermouth. And you know, it's the perfect match for a proper Valentine's dinner with your Lady Moonglow. Twitter responds to V-Day festivities. Valentine's Day met with mixed reviews on Twitter. For sappy romantics like Raj, it's been a great time to soak up those feel-good stories of true love. But many think this is an overhyped Hallmark holiday. Some users even scoff at the celebrations in view of the day's historical basis. Raj's personal favorite? A meme! Depicting none other than Saint Valentine himself. The caption? Roses are red, violets are blue. I was beaten with clubs, beheaded, buried under the cover of darkness, disinterred by my followers, and now you commemorate my martyrdom by sending each other chocolates. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bixby, and this has been news from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bixby.